There's a machlokes rishonim whether the lefikach is a stama or the lefikach is an ansadi. Okay.
I know that Rebbe doesn't want to go back, but is it safe to say that it's related whether it's bal karcham, we say it's anansahadi, and if it's only that they're mechuyev to do it, it would be a mistama?
Yes, it's definitely a possibility.
Okay.
Yes, that could be. But it would probably, I would not, I'd be nervous to say that because it's too easy to get schlugged up.
If we find one Rishon that uses the combination.
Yes. Yes.
I tried to research today. I didn't find it so far.
It's too easy. You know, that would be nice if it worked out. But, you know, then all you just find one guy's going to find some Savyan of some.
It happens to be on the Gemara and Beis and the Beis uses both Lashinas. The Gemara itself uses both Lashinas, Mechayiv Nesai and the word Bal Karcha.
Means Bal Karcha. It just says both, yeah. Okay, I hear.
So why was Rebbe saying yesterday was before Tosfos?
Because we're not in Tosfos yet. We didn't.
No. But I'm saying that it was a prerequisite. Rebbe was trying to say that yesterday's discussion was a prerequisite.
The question is, why do we need the Lefikach? Even without the Lefikach, since there's no Chazus, that itself should be sufficient. But Tosfos doesn't tell you what the Lefikach is. Now, he tells you that it's based on the fact that because of Bain about the Bal Korcho, but he doesn't say, does that make a Nansadi? Does that make an Umdina? Does it make a Stama? Does it make a Huxik? Like, Tavis, in a certain sense, is very ambiguous. The Lefikach is predicated on because Bain Makaiso Bal Korcho. But what does that do? How does Bain Makaiso Bal Korcho create a Lefikach? Tavis doesn't tell you. He leaves it to be self-understood. We had, as of yesterday, three choices, and it might be a three-way machlokes. The Nukai Yosef clearly says it's an ansadi. That says I can force you. There's an ansadi. I wouldn't have paid the money. I would have forced you. The Rush pretty clearly says it's a stoma. And then he says something about Shifton or Kapti Adadi, which we don't know if it's another point at the same point, we don't know. But he doesn't seem to be saying an Ansadi. And the Rambam says something about Huxik, which I don't know if that's the same thing or a different thing. I don't know. So we were just pointing out that that's a prerequisite to Tivis. It might not be relevant when we learn Tivis, because you could just learn Tivis with an X. But the Lefikach is some form of power. So it was interesting to know that there are different shitas in the Rishonim what the Lefikach is.
Well, the Rebbe explained why the Kasha, that it's Pashit, is going on, that if we know Hilchos Bava Metzia is Pashit. I mean, isn't it Pashit if we know that they both have to build it and it belongs to them? In other words, the Gemara's Kasha should have been that it's Pashit, that Lefikach, it belongs to them, is because we just told you that they both have to build it.
Rashi does seems to be bothered that that's not the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is that you don't need the Lefikach because...
Right, that's not the partial reading of the Gemara.
Okay, so why Rashi learned it that way? Okay, the Maram asked that Kasha, I think. But that's how they learned the Kasha. It's a much stronger Kasha. The question, in other words, the way Rashi learns the question is that the Lefikach is not true because you don't need it's not the way you're asking the question is the Lefikach true, it's just as Pashit. So why the Mishnah have to tell it to me? It's definitely a much weaker question. For whatever reason, Rashi wanted to make the Gemara asking the stronger question. Why did he do that? Why didn't he learn that? That's a good question. Rashi could have learned the Gemara's question, Shita, that of course is based on the Lefikach, but I could have figured out the Lefikach on my own.
And I'm saying, does that mean I couldn't? Does that mean Rashi says you couldn't figure out the Lefikach on your own? Does that mean that Rashi held that?
I don't know. I think there's a Maram on it, so I don't know. Pashup Shat is, like you're saying, is that it's not that Rashi felt that to say, let's say you learn on Ansati. So is it so obvious that it's an ansadi that you don't have that there's a kasha on the mishnah? Don't have to say it. In other words, I don't know enough the criteria of when something is pashut that doesn't have to be said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah does sometimes say things that are not such tremendous chidushim. So
Lamana MS Rashi over there says that it's pshita because it fell. He learns that the Gemara is having held it fell equally to both Rishuyos.
Right.
It's just like, right. So I'm saying that's what's driving the Ram's kasha. No,
but it could have learned that it's pasha because of the fika. That the fika is pasha because obviously they both built it because it's in both of their, because with the kaifin.
Okay.
That's what Shmuel was asking. Shmuel was asking the word pshita usually doesn't mean it's pshita for a different reason. It's pshita, what you're saying is pasha. But the Mishnah said a fika. Says, why do you have to say the figure? I could have figured out the figure on my own. Rashi learned the question is, I would have had the same din without the figure. That's not really the pshita. That's really, Rashi is draying the lashon. The lashon, when the Mara says pshita, Mara doesn't mean it's pasha. Mara is saying it's almost wrong. So I don't know. I don't know. It's a valid question. I'm pretty sure the Maram asked the kasha. The assumption seems to be that pashtus, but obviously I'd like to see what the Maram answered.
I thought the Maram was asking only because Rashi learns the case that it fell equally in both Rishuyos, so that is pshita. Now, I didn't think he was asking Shmuel's question.
Okay, so maybe I'm wrong. Okay, I take it back then.
Where's the Gemara?
The Gemara on Daf Dalet, Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, you look on the Gemara on Daf Dalet, Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, the fika can not so that's two thirds of the way down. The Gemara says pshita. The fika did not put a shoes at the chaminayo. More the tema habot kaveh paraya kamashmana. So the question, what was the Gemara's question? Pshita. So Rashi says, and I'm there that fido lo pasuk on dimasin in that you can be kaifin al korcham hayuchaykin b'shav avonim. Because it's Bereshit Shneim, and Ochav Yad Mibehem Tigaber. So Rashi is saying that the Gemara's kasha was, what do I need the Afika for? Even if there wouldn't be the din that you can be kaifin, the din would be true because Yad Echav Mehem Tigaber. It's interesting, the Mugayayzev over there has a different shot in the why it's Pashit. Okay. But the simple, that's against the simple reading of the Gemara. Shmuel is right that Rashi is going against the simple reading of the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara would be, of course, we're asked based on the fact that, but we're just asking that this, the figach is pshita. It's pshita that there's an ansadi. It's pshita that there's a stomach. And therefore, why do you have to tell it to me? Let's say not an ansadi. Pshita that there's, let's say we learn like we read in Luka Yosef, that when no one's muksik, when they're both muksik or no one's muksik, then all you need is a stomach. When one person is muksa, you can eat an ansadi. So the most simplest reading of the Gemara is that it's pshita that there's a stama. And the Gemara's answer is that one person is muksa, and you need an ansadi, and that's not so pashit. He said there's an ansadi, is a chiddush. He said there's a stama, is pashit. That would have been the simplest reading of the Gemara. But Rashi doesn't learn it that way. So, okay, I don't know. But we're not learning that Darwin. But I agree, Shmuel is right. And if you look, it's very interesting. It's just very interesting that the Mugi Yosef and Daf Dawid also learns the Gemara's Kasha like Rashi, but he has a different reason why we would have known Yachleiku without the din of the Fikach. Not because Yad Ekom Yem Tiskaber, because that's not necessarily such a simple reason, because maybe you'll say Kol Dodom Gavar, say Shuda Didaimi, I don't know, there's other. But he has a different reason. But okay. Anyway, let's go back to our taifas, please. The fika, imnaf al kaisa. Okay. Pirish. So again, we pointed out that we said that if taifas has a pirish, that's a preamble. If taifas starts with a preamble, so then we have an assumption that the preamble is there for a reason. And that without the preamble, he wouldn't have had his kasha. And the assumption is that probably somebody else learned different than the preamble. Otherwise, Tavis doesn't need to tell me Pirish. Tavis' job is not to tell me Pirish. That's Rashi's job, generally speaking. So the Chayra, Tavis is saying this to set up the Kasha, and there's some Chiddush in this Pirish. Otherwise, he wouldn't have to say it. If everybody in the world learned this pirish, and this is self-evident, most tzaddikim don't start out with a pirish, and then he asks his kasha. He asks his kasha straight. So if tzaddikim brings an introduction to the pirish, what that implies is that there's room to explain the Mishnah differently. However, I don't think it's right, and therefore I explain pshat, and then I have my kasha. Right? So there's like a diak that, but again, I don't know if I want to get into that, that there must be some other way of reading the Mishnah. But I don't know. Okay, Pirish. The Fisher Barakaisa Bal Karcham. Since we build the Karcho Bal Karcham. So that's all you need for the Nafik Pashup Shot. That's all the Pirishes. What's in a Fika? The Fisher Barakaisa Bal Karcham. And then
You always have a problem, Mene Babe. That's what maybe everybody's saying claim right, because normally the Fikach means on whatever what we said before, but over here there's so many halachas on what's said before. Right, we have to skip everything that's said prior to go back to the first line. It's very weird.
But the question is, what else could you have said? But okay. But Parshat Shai in the reading of Taisus, Taisus, period, the Fisher Bar Kaiso Bar Kwarachan, Taisus could stop there, that child in the Fikach, and then Taisus could have asked this question. But Taisus now is going off on a almost like a tangent. How can you say it's Bal Karcham? It's two different readings of the Mishnah. So it says, "Oh, Mishum the Hiknezen is that also is like Guda and Ishtekama." Could go the Adinin Lano Adayim. It's actually goes that is that, which is definitely a quite big Daichik, because like we pointed out that Rashi went out of his way to say that it's Acher Shanim Rabin. Right, we pointed this out. I don't remember anymore.
Isn't that Tosis's maskana?
Yes, but Tosis, but Rashi. Why did Rashi say Acher Shanim Rabin? Tosis said it for a reason, but I don't think Rashi's saying it for that reason. Pashup Shat, Rashi's saying Acher Shanim Rabin because he's trying. He's bounded by Akasha. Why don't we have Aiden?
Remember,
we should have witnesses.
Right.
So if therefore Rashi makes in Ukimta that it's a long time. We don't remember. So it's going to be very daichik. We don't remember who built it because it's Acher Shanim Rabin, but we remember Sheikhnezad is that. It's like a very, you know, like a Munda Ukimta. And the Tana doesn't specify, you know, like you have to, we're talking about a case where we remember this, but we don't remember that. Like why one thing you remember, one thing you don't remember. Okay, but that's what I don't know. So Shehiknu, you know, Shehiknu Zen is that. So Taibis has to make, you know, Kimta, Kigai Diyadi, Lan Wadayim, and Zaykhna Shehiknu Zen is that. We know they were Hiknu. Well, Mishnah Basra, Mishnah Hesekriya. That's the Rashi sounds like he's working with the Mishnah Basra more. But okay, now there's Mishnah Hesekriya, and that's why we're Kaifet. Okay, so these are only. So this is, I think, this is like a tangent that the Lefikach is the Fi Shabbayna goes about Karcha. And then Taibis has like in brackets, why is it about Karcha? So he said either because it's Hiknu or because of Hesagria. The Taibis Kasha is not on the brackets. Taibis Kasha is on the first step. But the Mashmos of Taibis, so I was trying to say is that there must be other Rishayim. Maybe Shmuel is right because of the way that this the Afikach is not stated after, right after the Bayin Makaiso Bal Karcham, that learned the Afikach differently, and not the Afisha Bayin Makaiso Bal Karcham, and then they would not have Taivis is Kasha. Right. If you would read the Mishnah somehow differently,
well, there are other Rishitas that are shown in that of that, you know, like the pro rata. If the chutz is 2/3 and 1/3, they say that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Don't say that because one guy has more territory than the other. We would split the coastal also 1/3, 2/3. Kamash from the Mishnah, no, 50-50.
That's not in the Lefika. That would be in the Bonim Esakosel Ba'emtza.
Right. No, but that they say that about the take care of Tosas Kasha.
I don't know. How did that take care of Tavis's question? And how does Tavis Lafuge though? She just from saying Mefisha Boima Kaiso about Korakam. That's Tavis, the words Mefisha Boima goes about Korakam is in their pshat too. So I don't see. Sounds like Tavis is coming to exclude some Shita. That the Lefikach is not because of Boim HaKoso Baal Korachom, but it's because of something else. Okay, I don't know. Okay, we don't know what the pshat is, but that's the standard Hemshef and Taisis. Taisis says a pirish, and then he has his kasha. The problem we have, this is just a fetchy kasha, but I don't know if we should spend time on it. Is that why does David have to tell me that perish? Obviously, that's what a fikach means. Everybody learns the fikach, the fisha bayin akosa bar karcham. How else could you read the fikach? You know, so what is he? What's David's kasha? Why does David have to make a preamble? Is there anybody?
Well, he's going to say his vim time. When he's going to say his vim time, or he's what he's going on.
But he can just write the Diri Amasco. Doesn't have to say Pirish with Pshat. Whenever Tavis asks the Kasha, does he explain the Gemara that he goes on? He starts out right away and he asks the Kasha. Why does Tavis here first say a Pirish and then ask his Kasha? That's not the standard system of Tavis. So the Mashmos is because the Pirish is not so obvious. Someone would have disagreed with this parish. And if you would disagree with this parish, then I wouldn't have a kasha. That's a hemsha. Tavis wants to ask a kasha. His kasha is only if you learn this parish. Tavis thinks that this parish is right, but he knows that there's somebody else that learns a different parish. So he feels obligated. First, he puts down the parish. And then he asks his kasha.
Arguing with Rashi? Is he there?
Not arguing, I don't think he's arguing with Rashi. He's arguing with Rishon X. Rashi is not the only Rishon in the world. We claim that there's some other Rishon. Let's say there's some other Rishon that learns the Fika because there's no Chazos. The Fika, since there's no Chazos. I read that, but that's how they read it. Then Tavis went out of the Kasha. So the. So the Tavis is first tells you that Pshat and the Nefikach is the Fishabayin about Kaiser about Karachal. Tavis Rashi also learns that way. Right? So Rashi is learning the same way in the Nefikach. But obviously,
could it be that the Minhag HaMakom maybe this is how we could assume that since the Minhag HaMakom is the people generally just build walls together, so not that it's Baal Karchem per se, but maybe just the Minhag HaMakom has a certain amount of like mistama to it.
Yeah, but if that was Mrs. Amin, why is that relevant to his question? In other words, you learn that way, you also have the same kasha. Why do I need the figa? You say because there's no chazit. Well, you have to come up, in order to explain what Tavis is doing, you have to say that there's some other pshat that had you said that other pshat, Tavis would not have had a kasha. You know, we don't have that. The your pshat is a different pshat than the Mishnah, but Tavis would have the same exact kasha, so it's really not relevant. It's just like it's not relevant whether, you know, let's say that the Tikach is like you said, because that's Minhag HaMakom. Okay, so still Tavis would have the same kasha. Why didn't he Minhag HaMakom? Just say because of Chazos. Right? So that can't be what Tavis's introduction is coming.
No, if it was a Minhag HaMakom, that we would not then the maybe wouldn't interpret the lack of a Chazos to. If people what? Were just, on one second. I thought if people relied on the Minhag, so then maybe they.
Tavis said, "What do you need that for? Even without that, just say because there's no Chazos."
Because the reason there wouldn't be a chazus would be that people relied on the minhag. itself. Okay. So there, it wouldn't be, you couldn't use it as an alternate.
You don't need the Rafika, because even if you didn't have the Rafika, the din would be the same. Davis would still have his kasha. Okay, let's go further. I don't think, you know, I'm assuming you all know there's a in the world, everyone makes fun of Chafetz Chaim that we work on half a meter. So because why waste time working on a half a meter? Who cares what the half a meter was? We don't pass in that way anyway. So the answer, I think, I'm assuming, I hope I'm not an apikaris, is that they're right. We really should not spend time on a half a meter. If you finish Shas, then you can spend time on half a meter. But since we didn't finish Shas yet, we should really learn the maskanas and not worry about the half a meter. The only reason why we learn half a meter is because the half a meter changes Shas and the maskana very often.
I think they do pass in a situation
where the half a meter will not change Shas and the maskana, then why are you spending time on the half a meter? It doesn't pay. That's what I think.
I thought Chafetz Chaim, they held that. Stam, they held the Havamin is stronger than the rest of the world.
Yeah, but so what? But the Maisa is wrong. Maisa is wrong. So why break your head if you have what's wrong? And then, you know, they used to drive me crazy. With the Rashiva would say a shmooze. She would say a shmooze, and the guys would come and ask Rashiva, it's Parshit. Rashiva would spend a half hour arguing with the guys, it's not Parshit, because without the shmooze, you would have had, and he said some crazy spar that I would have never thought of in a million years. And why is not true. And then finally, after Shiva convinces the guy that there was some Havina, it's not true. He says, oh, so now the Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? And what I just said is wrong. So, you know, like, there's no point. There's no point for that. There's no point. Granted, the Havina is stronger. But the Maisa is wrong. So why spend time on the Havina? So I think the answer is because if you don't understand the Havamina, very often you don't understand the Maskana. Because you don't have the flow of the thinking of Thaisis.
There also
the Maskana is only one step different from the Havamina. So if you know what the Havamina is, maybe you can limit the switch. Yeah, what?
Is there also a second reason that the Havamina, in a sense, even if it's wrong, is more yashristic? It's wrong only because of some hechra. So in terms of learning how to learn and learning,
But I still think the main reason saying is that because the switch in the Hamaskana is a small switch. It's only the switch that's necessary to answer the question. So once you understand the Havamina, maybe you'll discover that we don't have to switch so much from the Maskana, that we can retain the Havamina 99%. And the Maskana only switch a small thing. But in this particular case, we want to know what was Davis's mistake in Shad, and he's coming to tell you don't learn that way. It's that I don't think there's going to be any relevance in the Maskana. So we're going to work an hour to figure out how someone could learn a different Shad in the Mishnah, which Davis didn't like, because that's why he says period. Otherwise, if Davis liked it, he wouldn't have had a kasha. David just feels that there's room for some Meshuggah, so to speak, to say a different shot. So David writes Pirish to tell you it's wrong. So we want to spend like, what was that Meshuggah of shot that David wants to tell you it's wrong? Oh, and you come up with, we'll figure out some crazy shot. And why is it wrong? Because it's no good. And that's why David says Pirish, not like it. Like, so I don't see what we're going to gain. So I'm advocating that
unless we find the Rishon.
Yeah, even if I don't know what you're going to gain from it. So you might gain, but I'll tell you what you would gain. If theoretically there's a Shvera Rambam or a Shvera something, and the way to answer the Shvera Rambam is by saying that he had a different way to read the Lefikach, which is very, you know, such a structure. So then you would say, you see, I see from Taisis, Tavamina, that he read the Lefikach differently. So let's figure out how Tavis read the Lefikach, and that would be Megana, Miyashev, the Rambam, because the Rambam, probably the Maskana, read the Lefikach that way. Right? Then it would serve a function. But since I don't have a Shver Rambam as of yet, I didn't learn the Rambam. So, okay, let's go. I'm just having too much.
I just want to point out, Rabbi, the Rimagash, which in the Mukhes, it does quote, says that Chazal were never misakein chazis by chatzer.
Right. So therefore what?
Tosafot would have no kasha.
Right, but that still doesn't explain why Tavius had to say the Pirish.
Okay.
We're just questioning. We're not denying that there are other answers for Tavius's kasha. We're just saying, why did Tavius make his introduction? Tavius is because if you wouldn't have made his introduction, you would have read the Mishnah differently, and according to that different reading, there wouldn't have been a question. And it's only because of this reading that makes the question.
Right.
The question of what you're saying is, if you hold to that Rimigash, Tavius has no question even after the Pirish. If you don't hold to that Rimigash, Tavius would have a question before the Pirish. So that can't be why Tavius says the Pirish.
Right.
Okay.
Why is Tosis reckoning with Hezekria Shain, where Hezekria is not a Hezek?
Parship Shad and Tavis is Tavis needs Pirish the Fisher Bain of Akosa about Karcha. That's all he needs to ask his Kasha. He needs that Pirish. He could have skipped everything else till the Imtaimar, except that Tavis has a Kasha on himself. He says, submission says, a figure cannot for Akaisa. Test, what does that mean? Pirish the Bain of Akaisa about Karcha. Period. That's how you read Tosis. But there's an interruption in Tosis. Tosis says, wait a second. How can I tell you the Pshah and the Mishnah because of Fisha Boimai Kosa Bar Korcho? That doesn't make sense because it's not true. Because according to the Madomar, Hikna Zed is that, then you don't have to do it about Korcho. Because Pashas is, we don't remember. So Tysus.
Who we pass them like? That's what Tysus says we pass them like, the next Tysus.
The mission has to go like everyone. So Tysus is the flow of Tysus is, Tysus tells you the Fika means bottom a Kaisa about Karcham. Because he learns it that way, he has a Kasha. But then he has a Kasha on that reading, which would indicate that this other reading in the Mishnah must be right. Right? There's some other reading in the Mishnah. Tavis feels that, and if you learned that other reading, you would not have a kasha from Chosis. Tavis Tam feels that that other reading is wrong. He doesn't tell you why. So he says, no, this is how you should read it. Then Tavis says, wait a second. You can't tell me this is how you read it because this reading is obviously wrong because it doesn't work according to the Ma'at the Amar that Mechitza means so then your reading doesn't make sense. So obviously your reading is wrong. So obviously the other Rishon's reading is right, and then I have no kasha. So Tzivis says no, my reading in the Figach is correct, and it works even in both Mandomars. So that's that could have been left out, except that. That's Tavis just needs to ask his kasha these four words, five words. Fisha b'ayin makosav al karcha. But he needs the O to defend what he said. Otherwise, it wouldn't be true. Okay,
is that true? One more time. Is that true la halacha? I mean, would Mishnah need to be taka tell me lafikach? It belongs to them, even in the Tanan Sahadis, because they made a kinyan with each other. I mean, Mishnah needs to be telling me that Chiddush, that two people make a kinyan with each other and the two people build a wall, that two people get what they built.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they made a kinyan with each other.
You need to tell me that there's an Ansadi, that they actually did it, that they made a kinyan. But who said that they actually both built it? Maybe they made a kinyan. And then one guy, the Muxlik, will claim that after he made a kinyan, then it came the Maisa to build the wall. You claim that you have no money and you didn't. Fulfill your side of the kinyan. So therefore the that's the fika, that once they make a kinyan, we have an ansadi that I wouldn't have let you off the hook without taking you to court. Okay, but now let's get to what we wanted to get to. Okay, so now I'm skipping to the Vintamar. Vintamar. My area, Mishim the Baimah calls about Karcham. Why do I need the Rafika? The Lav Ochinami Havishel Shneim. I feel enough of the shoes of the Kadminayu. Even then, causes all the Zed and all the Zed. So I think we, I don't remember. I don't remember which I asked it here or in the, with the, in my shir. Ain chazer lo dezeh lo dezeh. Is that a positive raya? Or is that just an absence of any raya? And therefore it's misafek, you say, yachloikum. Right? In other words, is the fact that ain chazer lo dezeh lo dezeh, does that prove conclusively, I can swear on a sefer Torah, that obviously they built it together, because otherwise it would have been a chazer. So the reason why we say yachloiku is because we have a birur that they both built it together, or no? The fact that there's no chazer is not a raya, but there's no raya fakert. And since there's no raya fakert, so so misafeg, we just leave it in status quo.
Why wouldn't that be
one guy's rishus?
Wouldn't if a guy spent $10,000 to build the wall, wouldn't he build a chazis? Why isn't that a bureau?
Why? I don't know.
Lamaisa, the guy's a muksik.
Yeah, maybe. Who's
the guy's a muksik?
Muksik has nothing to do with anything. If I build it myself, I'm building a chazis.
The guy's only muksik later when it fell down. So the guy's saying two different things. One question is, how can you say that what the lack of chazis is not a raya? Because not everyone knows halacha. Not everyone knows chazis. It could be, and you can make an argument that a guy can say that I have an extra neighbor, and building a chazis means I don't trust him. And you think I would build a chazis and not trust him? My neighbor would be so insulted. You built a chazis. Why did you build a chazis? You're insulting me. You think I'm going to deny it? So a person can. There could be many theoretically. I'm not saying it's true. I think theoretically, a person can have excuses why I didn't build a chazis. I didn't want to insult my neighbor.
If Tosis learns it's a raya, then he has no question, Pashas, because by chatzer, Pashas is no din of chazis.
His next question.
His Rim Tomer. Yeah.
No.
His raya.
No, they're
raya from Bika.
Maybe there is a time. Maybe time is all there is a din chazis by chatzer. I thought you meant the next question from Baba Metzia.
Right, because over there,
Right. Well, you see from there that
okay, we'll have to see when we get to Bar Mitzvah. But there's two ways of reading Taisis. The Taisis mean to say, again, it's very important to have the two readings because we get to the further.
What is Rebbe asking? Is Rebbe asking while it's up or while fell into one guy's rishus? I'm just saying.
The Gemara says it's found in one person's rishus.
Taisis says.
The Gemara says, yeah. The Gemara, Taisis says, everyone says.
Taisus going in the Gemara. Taisus going in here.
Yeah. So that's the Maskana. That's John the Mishnah. It's not the one person's Rishus. So what are you asking me, Shmuel? You're asking me that my pshat, that if there's no chazis, if it's not a raya, so then it makes no sense. Then of course you would follow the muksik. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, but I'm saying.
That's what Taisus is going to say in the next line. So maybe we have to hold our horses. Tavis might Kufa say that for some reason, what Tavis might be talking about.
The Rebbe says we don't go by the Makias. I'm just going by this line here.
Okay. In other words, but so let's take this line and we'll keep on reading. Tavis says, the Gemara says, Tavis, Kimin den Chodesh, Oda Zed. So, does that mean that Taivis means that the absence of chazis is a raya? Then Taivis would be arguing with that in the Yosef, that the Rimi Gash, that Meltzer quoted, that it's a raya because you're supposed to put a chazis by a chazir, and the fact that you didn't is a raya. That's probably Bashim. Or Taivis means, no, it's not a raya. The guy can come up with all kinds of good excuses why he didn't make a chazit. It was during the Ukrainians, the Russians were showing, and there was, I couldn't build a chazit. There was a hurricane. I didn't want to insult my neighbor. Whatever it is, you can have lots of excuses, explanations.
It's a negative thing.
How would Tosfos learn?
Absence of a positive.
Blocks motzi mechavero.
What?
It blocks motzi mechavero of arayu.
It blocks. Well, how does it block motzi mechavero of arayu?
Because it's both raya, are shittim. Because
if
both
it's a raya, then that makes sense. It blocks it.
Right.
But if it's not a raya, then I have two choices. Maybe the one choice makes no sense. But if it's not a raya, it's just an absence of a counter raya. So why would it block a motzi mechavero out of a raya? So the only logical way it blocks a motzi mechavero is because it creates a raya. It's a motzi mechavero of a raya, so I have a raya. No.
So how can everyone
keep going? Yeah, we got to keep going.
I got to keep on reading.
So let's jump
in here. If it's not a beer, what's the raya? If it's not a beer, what's the raya from Bitka?
Because by Bitka also it's not a beer. And he's saying,
the Gemara is saying that you should put no, when both guys build the wall by Bitka, you should put yourself in a makom suffik. You should take away the beer of having a chazis.
Right, because you don't need
put yourself in a suffik.
Absence, the Gemara will be saying that when there's no beer, it's the same, you'll get the same result. So why bother making a beer?
You're setting yourself up for putting yourself in a suffix.
What's happening is setting yourself up because if the din is, which for some reason,
it's the same nafkamina, no is that logical?
You do yachlaiko, so then there's no reason to make a beer. Right?
Wouldn't you rather come from a position of strength? I hear
what
Rabbi saying.
Difference?
Because when you're in Suffolk, you lead yourself to, you open yourself up to problems.
But the din is always going to be that we split, so who cares? Okay, let's keep on reading. We have to keep on reading the next. Parshat Shat, what I'm saying makes absolutely no sense, because if there's no beer, since the case is what Shmuel asked, that is, since the case is that the talent in one person is Rishot, so if the absence of causes is no beer, then we should say Amotze Mechavero out of Araya.
And then if it fell into one guy's Rishus, Rabbi means?
Case is right. The Gemara says the case is that the wall fell into one person's Rishus. That's what the Gemara said. The case is Osricha, Moras Pshita. The Gemara answers, and Rashi and Tavis both say it, that the wall fell into one person's Rishus. So if absence of causes is no Raya, then we have one person's Muxik. He should win with Amotze Mechavero Araya. The only way you can beat out Amotze Mechavero Araya is Pashit if you have a Raya. So if the Gemara
what was the understanding of the rush that he was saying that there was another possibility that he grabbed it? That's not based on that's arguing with the Gemara? Where is he getting the rush?
The Gemara says both choices. Either that fell into the one person's Rishus or one person went ahead and took it. But just now the one person is Muxik. So say it's a raya.
So you're really saying there is a raya.
Right. Now there's a simple shot, except that when we get to the next line in Tisus, we're getting ready for the next line in Tisus. The simple shot in Tisus would be that Tisus means to feel that the absence of causes is a positive raya. Okay, now let's keep on reading. We got to keep on reading until we get stuck. In Tisus, raya, we should have talked about Korchon. She says clearly that one guy's muxik. So Parshat Shari means, and that's a raya. And where do I see such a thing? Once it falls on someone's reshus, he wins because he's a muxik. My baruch, the Gemara's cash would be silly. So Taiz is proving that when you don't have a chazis, it's a raya that you both built it, and therefore that raya beats out the muxik. That's Parshat Shat Taiz is cash.
Let me read the next line, please.
Became Bereisha Bais Aliyah. Let's say Bishu said the man Kaime, that Ave Ida Chamoska Veveraya. So, what in the world is Tavis's problem? Right? Tavis's problem. What's Tavis asking?
know, if the chazus is a bearer, so the two cases are not the same.
Right, it makes no sense, right? In other words, Taibis is asking, how come over there we go baser muktzik? Okay, because there's no raya against the muktzik. But over here, there is a raya against the muktzik. Right? Now, there's if the absence of chazus is a positive raya, so Taibis's kasha from Baba Metzia sounds totally ridiculous. Because in Baba Metzia, there is no raya. And Baba Metzia is a classical case where one person is muktzik, the other person is not muktzik, and there's no raya either way. So of course we go bust in a muktzik. But what does that have to do with over here where there's no chazus and you have a positive raya against the muktzik?
I'm saying maybe over here is a stoma. It's more neutral. It's not, we don't know. It's not positive. It's not negative. It's just mistumba, but it doesn't have it. So it doesn't give me a real positive, but we have to be misnaig that way.
I don't know what that means, but still, whatever you say, it's still no comparison to Bar Metzia. Bar Metzia, there's no stumba either. In Bar Metzia, it's just a classical case of there's two of the machla, a fight, the machla part of the chamor. We don't know. What happened? A person owned a para, and he was machlif it with a chamor. The para was in the wilderness, and he said, "Listen, I have a para in the agam. You have a chamor. Let's trade. We make a kinyan chalip, and however you make a kinyan, we gave you my handkerchief and your kaina. Meanwhile, we come to the para. We want to get the para, and lo and behold, the para gave birth. But we don't know who gets the baby, or lo and behold, the para died, whatever the case is. So lo and behold, something happened to the para. So we don't know if that happened before the kinyan or after the kinyan. So it's a simple case of muktzik. We have a safek. We have a 50-50 safek. Of course, you go buzzer muktzik. That's a very simple, that's a simple thing. We have a safek. You don't know what to do. You go buzzer muktzik. It's like, Stam Tavis is funny. I need to quote a Gemara that we go Baser Muktzik. It's Stam a funny Tavis. Tavis didn't know that you go Baser Muktzik. He has to bring a Raya from a Gemara and Dav Shoal, Dav Kup, that we go Baser Muktzik. But that's Pashas, what's happening here. Over there in Dav Kup, it's just a very simple case that you have a suffix, you don't know who's in it, so you go by Muktzik. So what is it? So if absence of causes is a positive raya, so Taivis has absolutely no kasha. Over here, we don't go by the muktzik because we have a raya. But over there, there's no raya. It's a birthday battle muktzik, right? So it's zemin the fuck that Taivis is assuming that the absence of a causes is not a raya. Right? That's the Chara Mukhlok and Taisis. Taibis is learning that when there's no causes, there's no raya. Why does Taibis assume that? I don't know. Such a simple answer. He could have answered his kasha. But Taibis assumes that the Chara, that the absence of causes is no raya. The reason why we say Yachloiko is because even though there's no raya, I don't know. I don't know what Taibis is thinking. Doesn't Taibis know that there's such a thing as muktzik? What was Taibis thinking? There's no raya. We still think.
And what
about muktzik?
Maybe he holds like the Namuki Yosef that it has to be a raya that's strong enough to be a non sahadi, but it's definitely not that.
Right. That's only because you're going against a muktzik. But if you're not going, you're going against a muktzik. But
I'm saying maybe he holds the like the Namuki Yosef that the type of raya you would need would have to be a non-sahadi, and it's clearly not that strong.
It's not that strong. So how did he understand?
So therefore it's not a raya. What's the mechanism that works? I don't know. I don't know the mechanism how it works. But if it needs to be the strength of an non-sahadi, it's clearly not that. Okay. And therefore it's clearly not
working. You're saying that Taibis Misvara held that the absence of a chaz is not a real raya. Because like I said, there could be explanations why there's no chazus. There's no chazus because there was a hurricane, there was a no
Or at least it's not as strong as an anan sahadi.
Because you went in and you chiseled down my chazus, right? You when you make the chazan say, well, the other guy side of the wall, I forgot already which side of the wall you make it. So yeah, maybe you knocked it off. You came in at night and you chopped it off. I don't know, the Tavis assumes, apparently, that the absence of chazan is not a raya. The Tavis had a havamina that even though there's no raya, we say yachlaiku. So then Tavis has it, can then guys are the kasha. Why am I going to have a raya? Right, that's very funny, no? Because when Tavis didn't know the Gemara and Daf Dalet, I mean, he's going on the Gemara and Daf Dalet. The Gemara and Daf Dalet says Shita, right? That was the Gemara. We looked at it quickly. The Gemara says, more the Tema, it fell into one person's Rishos. And you would say, Kamashmanan. So how did Tavis read the Kamashmanan? The Kamashmanan is that we don't hold the Muksik. What was Tavis thinking? And what does he mean that this? Why does Tavis mean
Kamashmanan is the Kfiya. Kamashmanan is the Lafika.
What?
Kamashmanan is the Lafika, the din of Kfiya.
Oh, okay, I say right, you're right, because being interesting, Kamashmanan is after Tavis is Teres.
But why would Tosas have to mention this in Chazis Lolazev Lolazev at all?
Right. In other words, Tavis should just ask that for some reason, Tavis Kasha should be the way we're reading some of Shah Tavis. Tavis in his thought that the Gemara, he didn't know. The Gemara Bar Mitzia, and Daf Kof. So he never heard of Muksik. And his kasha is, what do I need? The Nafika, even without the Fika, we do Yachlaika, because we do Yachlaika.
Muksik's as far.
So then, it's further, it sounds very crazy. How could David not have known Muksik? And second of all, how did Tysus what is Tavis? And Tavis doesn't know Muksik.
He's about to give an answer. He doesn't hold a Muksik. This is not a Havamina. This is a Maskana, right? He doesn't hold a Muksik. You want to know why? Let's see what he says.
Tavis seems to have had a problem from the Gemara. Tavis comes along. The movement of Tisus. Tavis Asakasha. Why don't we say in Tomar Maya Shem the Binan the Gabal Karcho? The Lavaki it should be Shoshnayem. Kimidane causes all of that and all of that. He brings a raya. Now, does Tavis think that that's a raya or not a raya?
It's a raya.
It's a raya. And then what's his kasha from Baba Mitzia?
Now he has a steer in Gemara. He just brought some Araya, but now the guy with the Bekias will say, what do you mean, Tosus? There's a Araya if I care from Gemara. Isn't that
why is it? Well, I mean, that's because there's no that what's the kasha? Over there, there's no Araya. And we follow the Muksik. Over here, there is a Araya.
Oh, no, sorry. I thought you meant the Araya from the Gemara and Bika, that there's no... sorry, I misunderstood.
So wait, I'm saying
it's not a Araya. He just means he's bringing from Bika. Tosas needs a raya from Bika that you don't go bust from Muksik here.
So Tavis brings a raya from Bika that you know that's Bika. You know, you're saying that Tavis understands that the absence of causes is not a raya.
Right.
Bringing a raya from Bika that we don't go bust from Muksik. And then Tavis's big gosh is, but wait a second, we know we go bust from Muksik. Okay. But that's very, very strange because.
How are we reading Tosas if it's not a raya? The in chazes, what does this mean?
It's just a suffix.
The two choices in Tosas are when ain chazes loaded zevet loaded. Let's slow down a little bit because we'll try and be ain chazes loaded zevet loaded zevet. There's two choices. Either that could be a positive proof. Now they're saying the question is if I go to Bezin and say Bezin, will you make a shrua deraisa? That they both built it together. So if Shad is it's a raya, because really we have a muksik. The fact that there's no chazit is a raya that they both built it. Because if they did one person built it, there would be a chazit. So then theoretically, Bezdin could make a shvua that we can swear that one guy built it, and they both built it. The other choice is ain chazit zod zev and zod zev. Just means it's another way of saying that they're both equal. One is no better than the other. Since they're both equal, so we say mamen amuta b'safek chokin. So we're chokin misafek. They're both equal. Nobody has a proof over the other. It's like shnayim ochs metals, right? No one has a proof, and therefore, if no one has a proof, so what do? You do mamen amuta b'safek chokin,
right?
So kivin dein chazes zodat zav zodat zav. So therefore, there's no proof. Because if one guy had a chazit,
we're staying away from Tukva Kohen, Rebbe.
What?
I thought we're staying away from Tukva Kohen.
Okay, what can I do? But did not Tukva Kohen. This is without Tukva Kohen. This is just Mora Mutta Savi Kohen. That the Pshan and Tavis is, Tavis Gash is, even then chazit, not as that, but not as that. So therefore, nobody has the proof. If nobody has the proof, so then we say Yachlaiku because we
might have a mochzik.
What about the raya?
We have a mochzik though. How about the mochzik though?
So Tavis Havamina was that he brings a raya. This other reading is he's bringing a raya from Bikla. Zed Zemin the foot, but we don't have a mochzik. We go by Maman Amutta Savei Koken, beats mochzik.
What do you mean? We passing like some chasimin?
Yeah. And then Tavis Asikasha. From Baba Mitzia Dafkov. So I'm agreeing with you. That is a very, very strange reading. It seems to be the only reading that makes sense in Taisvis.
Rebbe,
but it's very strange. But Taisvis
is
that moment that we don't go hold the muksik. Taisvis never.
Not a Havamina, it's an Astana. That's what he sticks with. That's what he sticks with, right?
You're making it worse. Okay, Taisvis needs to bring
up.
Tavis needed to bring a raya from Daf Kuf that there's such a thing as muksik to ask Akasha. Tavis didn't, right? Or and if you're going to stick to it, it's even worse. And
what is the case? We got more details on what the case of Daf Kuf is.
That's the question. What's special about these cases of muksik that all of a sudden it seems like Tosa is asking from very specific pikiyas? Those cases are picked for a reason, Rebbe.
Isn't in our case that Taisus sees the case of over here by Bicker where there's no chazis? It's not pshat that no chazis is some kind of raya because they didn't put it on or it's a lack of a raya. Taisus is saying when there's no chazis, that means we're going back to the Marikama or the original status of whatever the war was. So Bezdin sees it, and Bezdin says, let's go to the original status. So
I'm sorry. Excuse me, Shmuel, you're not that right. Because if that's how Tavis understood it, then he would have no kasha from Bar Mitzia.
But there is no original status. Exactly. So Zuck Tyson, when something changes, we see from Bar Mitzia that we can't go to the original status.
Because there was no original status there.
Right, so we have to go basar muksik when something changes or something falls or something happens. We're now let it go basar the Marikama when you don't have something.
Where is, I don't know, is there a Marikama over there? There's a Marikama where you go because there's a Marikama there.
Right, we always, whenever something changes, you can't go basar the Marikama, you have to go basar the new Maisa. Then you say you go basar muksik.
Okay, so over maybe, here, maybe what you're saying is that Tysus. It's somewhat closer in Tavis, but you're saying like this, that of course Tysus knows, even in his heart, that you go Basar Muksik. This is what you're saying, okay? Maybe this is a possible shot. But Tavis thought that Muksik loses to a Marikama. Maybe that's even the Maskana. And Tavis Kasha is that over here, there's a Marikama. Why is there a Marikama? We don't know who built it in the first place. So he's proving from Bicca that there's a considered a Marikama.
They're both Marikamas. They're both
because they're both, even though that why should they be either be Marikama? But because that they're considered they're both Marikama. That's a very big Kiddush. Because Parshat Shot, no one's Marikama, because we never knew who it was. So you say that no, that Davis is saying that Kol Zman that the wall didn't fall down, but there was no Muksik. So we Paskin that belong to both of them. And therefore, they're both Marikamas. And that's what Tavis is understanding, that when there's no, when it's, that there's no Simen, that when there's no Chazer, so does that, so does that. So then we don't go Buster the Muksik because, not because, because it's a Marikama. Okay. And then Tavis Kasha is, so how come in Breish Bais Aliyah, over there, the Muksek beats the Marikama.
Right.
Okay. That's very, you know, it very likely someone says such a shot.
The Marikama is
not in the word. It's very cluster and dices.
The Marikama is because he owns it? Because they used to own it?
The Marikama in here would be, according to Shmuel, is because before the wall fell down, we didn't know who owned it. We didn't know who built the wall. So since no one was muksik, so there was like an automatic sack of Yachleiku. So that automatic sack of Yachleiku that existed before the wall fell down, even though they never came to court, creates a Marikama. That's a very, 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 very big chiddush, a few varies. Okay, that's what Shmuel is saying. That somehow or another, the fact that before the wall fell, if I would have asked you, who owns this wall? So Bezin would have Paskin, Misafeg, they both own it. So I would say, good, Bezin would Paskin, Misafeg, but they don't really know. So there's no Marikama.
It's much more than a Marikama because nothing changed. No. If you're telling me that a second before the wall fell down, it's Paskin 100%, it's half is Reuven's and half is Shimon's. That's it. It's mine, 100%. You give me Makadosh and Isha with that. Now it fell down. That's not a Marikama against the Muxik.
Yes, it is, because now the Marikama.
My Taina is not Marikama. I'm Reuven. I say, Shimon, that half has my name on it. That the red part that I painted and has my name on it fell into your Rishus. Could you please give it back to me? What Marikama?
The answer would be like this, that the now that I'm Muxik, so my Muxik wants.
Wait, what do you mean?
Wait. It fell into my Rishus.
Well, before it fell in, the red part,
I wrote my name on it.
That's mine. I'm a Kaddish and Isha with it.
Right, that's right. But now that it fell into my rishus,
my thing fell into your rishus.
One second, I became muksik. So the
my thing.
Wait one second. So the muksik now will act as a beerer that the original psak was incorrect, and it was never mine.
What do you think? If Lamaisa, there was a real psak. We're not learning
books. The fact was based on the fact that there's no beaver. So now we're going to have a muksik. The muksik is a beaver. So the muksik will be mevaya that the previous sack was wrong.
Muksik is a raya because of the raya.
The mandika that gave up. Whatever it is, the mandika, the kayak of muksik. It's not yours, but it's beaver. It was only yours because we passed in that way, Misafek. So now a halachic force
and he
came along and clarified that Safek.
A second before the hurricane came, could Reuven be Mekadosh and Isha with his part of the wall?
Yes.
So now the hurricane came. What happened?
Now we have a Biro. What if Aiden would have walked in? Let me take your case. So the before the hurricane came, Bez and Paskin, that was Mom and I moved them to Suffolk Hogan. They both own half the wall. Okay. Now, an hour later, Aiden walked in after Bez and Paskin and said, you know what? We remember one guy built it.
Of course, yeah.
But so what happens? We say, I guess we Paskin'd incorrectly. And we draft the previous sack. So instead of Aiden walking in, a Muksik walks in.
But that's not the Raya. That's Mandakovla Akeva.
But Mandakovla Akeva can also speak. Mandakovla Akeva is also
very strange conversation between the Marikama and the Muksik.
So the Muksik walks in and says that, you know what, Mr. Marikama, you're the sack that made you Marikama was a mistake.
So Pasha says that Mark Kama would have nothing to argue back. What was the very authentic part? I mean, I'm a Pasha to Yid. Mark Kama says, I used to be the owner. Whatever the suffix was, the Mark Kama says, I'm still the owner. So that's right. The hero, the Marikama can't talk to a suffix. What's?
No, because the even the Muxik agrees that there was a previous psak that it was his. So you have a halal. I just say that psak was incorrect. Doesn't deny that you.
So Marikama says that it's correct.
Don't we usually have
that
to?
Would be a maybe. That's also a chiddush.
Yeah,
even though I challenge if the psak was incorrect, since at the time that it was made, it was correct, therefore you still retain the kach of our kam. I mean, that's a whole Shmuel shot. If you don't like it, don't blame me. Blame Shmuel. But it's not such a bad shot. The truth is, I think people say it, but okay.